It's been a rough couple of days for the former CEO of the biotech firm ImClone. Yesterday, Sam Waksal was hauled into court. It's alleged he tried to sell millions of dollars of ImClone stock after he received insider information. Specifically, he had learned that the Food and Drug Administration would refuse to review an application for the company's cancer-fighting drug, Erbitux. This morning, Waksal was called to Washington to testify before a House Investigations Committee. Lawmakers wanted to know why he continued to promote his company's drug when clinical trials were not living up to the hype. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
Sam Waksal entered the hearing room dressed in a dark suit, his eyes downcast. Accompanied by his lawyer, he took a seat at the witness table and was sworn in. Committee Chairman James Greenwood began the questioning of Waksal.
Would it be fair to say that your strategy at ImClone was to put personal profiteering ahead of patients, sir?
Unfortunately, upon the advice of counsel, I wish to assert my constitutional rights and respectfully decline to answer.
With that, the committee called Waksal's brother, Harlan, who took over as CEO of ImClone a few weeks ago. Harlan Waksal defended his company's actions in pushing for speedy approval of its drug, Erbitux, and argued it still deserves a green light. But he acknowledged ImClone could have done a better job in working with the FDA. He then apologized to cancer patients who'd been promised a breakthrough treatment for late-stage colon cancer.
Setbacks in regulatory strategies occur. In fact, they're common. But that does not change the fact that we let patients down. And for that, I'm truly sorry.
The hype of Erbitux began almost 2 years ago when a preliminary clinical trial seemed to show some evidence that the drug was effective in shrinking tumors. Soon after, the Waksals and other company executives started promoting the drug in media interviews. Sam Waksal told reporters that Erbitux would alter cancer therapy and that it was, quote, going to be huge. During today's hearing, Congressman Bart Stupak quoted from some of the glowing media coverage. He then called another witness to the stand, Dr. Raymond Weiss is an oncologist at the Georgetown University Medical Center. He's reviewed the Erbitux clinical trials. Stupak asked Weiss if ImClone's claims were justified.
Did you find in your review any medical evidence that the drug demonstrated remarkable success in causing colon cancer regression?
No, sir, Weiss answered. Only 15% to 20% of the patients in the study responded to the drug. Weiss then went on to tell the committee that the Erbitux clinical trial was severely flawed. He testified more than a quarter of the patients who took part in the study should have been excluded.
There were a lot of patients who were entered on the trial that did not meet the eligibility criteria as set up in the protocol, and therefore that automatically makes the results somewhat subject to question.
In the weeks after the FDA announced it would not accept ImClone's application for Erbitux, investors lost millions of dollars when the company's stock plunged, and the hopes of thousands of cancer patients, many of whom are desperate for a new therapy, were crushed. In closing the hearing, Congressman Billy Tozen said the committee should leave it to law enforcement to investigate any criminal wrongdoings of the Waksal family, but he urged new clinical trials of Erbitux should continue. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.